The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, June 17, 1984 at 17 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Welcome back, friends, to Voice of America's Sunday evening program that features African music by some of Africa's best musicians and music groups on recording selected for you by your VOA music man, Leo Sarkisian. This is VOA's Africa Service, and I'm Rita Rochelle, here in our VOA studios on Independence Avenue, downtown Washington, D.C., USA, and we hope you'll stay with us and enjoy the music. This first song is titled Nazale Mwasi by Mbilia Bell of Zaire. Nzale Mwasi and Nzale Mama Nabana by Mbilia Bell. Mbilia Bell is a composer in her own right and wrote the song you just heard. She was accompanied by Zaire's famous Taboulé Rochereau and his Afrisa International Band, right here on Music Time in Africa.
The Voice of America.
This is VOA's Africa Service broadcasting on the 11, 13, 14, 16, 19, the 31, 41, and 49 meter bands shortwave. This program can also be heard in Southern Africa on 621 kHz medium wave. Again, I'm Rita Rochelle, your hostess for Music Time in Africa, and happy to be with you and hope you'll stay and enjoy the variety of sounds and music styles from different parts of Africa. Right now, here's my colleague, your VOA music man, Leo Sarkisian.
Thank you, Rita. I have just a couple of words to say about this next recording we have in our program this evening. I've included the recording for a couple of special reasons. First, because we have a guest here with us, Frank Fairfax, a musicologist who has been working with African music. And secondly, I'd like to show the changes that can take place in music as the years roll by. This particular recording is titled Ojo Doshu, by fellow Ransom Kuti. I made this recording in Lagos, Nigeria, in 1965, when Fela had just organized his band called the Kula Lobitos, and he had begun experimenting with the big band sound, looking for a new, unique, and original music style of his own. That was fellow Ransom Kuti and his original Kula Lobitos band back in the early 60s. Lots of changes have taken place since then, all over Africa and especially in Nigeria. An American musicologist, Frank Fairfax, who is a professor of music at the Center for Afro-American Studies at the University of Michigan in the USA, has been studying African music and worked with some of the popular dance bands in Nigeria. Well, we're fortunate to have Frank Fairfax with us here in the studio this evening. Frank, we're glad to have you here with us for Music Time in Africa.
Thank you very much.
As you know, we met recently at the University of Michigan, and we talked about African music, and there I learned that you had studied African music, and your work in ethnomusicology actually is with Afro-American music.
Well, it's with both. I'm teaching in Afro-American music, but I'm very interested in writing research up dealing with African popular music, particularly Nigerian.
Fine. That brings me right to the point that I wanted to talk about actually today, because as you noticed, we just played a piece by fella Ransom Kuti.
Oh, yes.
But today his name is not fella Ransom Kuti, but he's changed his name, right?
That's right. Anikulapo Kuti.
Anikulapo Kuti.
Yes.
I believe that fella actually was the one who was credited with introducing a new type of music in West Africa.
Right, Afrobeat. Well, Afrobeat I really grew to love. I heard Afrobeat before I went to Nigeria in 79, but seeing it firsthand as it was performed was really great. I discovered that Afrobeat has a lot of elements in it, including indigenous musical elements and music brought from the New World, such as jazz, soul music, and some other things, I think. High life is there, and it's a great sound.
What makes the sound different compared to the other rhythms? What's special about the Africa beat?
Right, well, I think the beat, hard to say whether the elements come from this area or that. Of course, the Yoruba rhythmic elements are represented very strongly, but then because of the high life influence, I think you could probably analyze and discover high life rhythmic elements. But the soloing owes a lot to jazz soloing, and there are extensive solos as well as vocal choruses, a lot of vocal solo statements from Fela, of course, on all kinds of subject matter. And I think the mixture of the danceability and the listenability makes it very engaging. One can listen to the solos and in the selections, and one can just dance all day.
Is this one of the reasons why his group is known as the African Beats?
Well, he named it in the early 70s Africa 70, which was appropriate enough. And now he calls it Egypt 80, which is very interesting. But he's very interested in the cultural contributions of Egypt. And so absorbed is he in that, that now the band is called the Egypt 80 Band.
Can you tell us anything about any other trends in African music?
Well, briefly, I visited outside of Nigeria to Togo, Republic of Benin, and Ghana. The vast bulk of my time was spent in Nigeria, in the Lagos area. But what I saw was, of course, with the juju music, was more of the electronic instrumental usages that we're familiar with. And an attempt to, if it's necessary, which I'm not sure it is, to revive high life or be more aware of high life. So now you have, they call it Niger Pop in Nigeria, which is something about new developments in popular music that take in the Western disco sounds and the funk sounds, as well as more of the indigenous musical contributions. And this is very young people involved in this. So that's one thing. And it seems that the Afrobeat, for some odd reason, is not a music that has been taken up, at least in a very clear-cut way, by many bands. There's Tony Allen's band, which is an Afrobeat band, smaller than Fela's. And Tony Allen is such a great drummer. I can't believe it. I guess you'd call him the original Afrobeat drummer. I just can listen to this guy anytime, lead a band from the drum set. It's wonderful. These are some of the things I see going on in Afro jazz. Peter King is based in Lagos, who's a fine band leader and multi-instrumentalist, specializing on saxophone and flute. And he was a great hit in Europe during his time spent there, pole winner on sax, a backup band leader for many pop stars such as Boney M and other groups, Temptations. So he has a wide background. I used to love to play with and listen to Peter King as well. Well, I had the privilege of meeting so many important musicians during my stay. And if I can just think, I met Bobby Benson before his death, which is a wonderful thing because he's so important to development of music in Africa. Pa Bobby, they called him. And I met who else? Victor Uwifo from Benin City, which was great. Bongo Zikwe was another guy. And I met Ebenezer Obey, Juju Van Leader. Oh man, so many guys like that. You know what impressed me, which is going on recently, in terms of the organization of the music business, is the organization they've put together lately, which you could call a musicians union, the PMAN, P-M-A-N, which is now pushing for organizing in the area of the music business so that they won't be losing so much of the revenues from their recordings, especially. All the trouble that they're having, of course, with the what's called bootlegging and piracy. So that, which is very interesting, once I was standing in front of Bongo Zikwe's musical shop with him, and as we entered his automobile, here came a guy strolling along Ikoro Du Road, the express highway, a bunch of records from Bongo's, a great photograph of Bongo's right on the cover, bootleg albums, and he walked right past Bongo's, almost bumped into him, and Bongo's had no more control over the sale of these things than that, and he had to watch his own albums. He didn't even authorize them, pass him by. So they're trying to get some control over it and encouraging the government to help them, and they've had audiences with officials. And the music industry people are also interested, of course, so that these things aren't sold in unauthorized ways. And so this is one of the things that they're really pushing for, and so many of the big stars are involved in that, and they seem to feel they're making headway and are getting a lot of favorable publicity to educate everybody to help out in that respect.
Certainly, as you know, this has been a big problem all over the world.
By all
piracy,
means, big problem.
Asia and in Southeast Asia especially, and now in Africa also.
That's right, yeah.
It's been a big problem. Well, I'm glad they're doing something about that.
That's right.
Now, about your present studies on popular music in Africa.
Well, from my stay in West Africa and Nigeria, I'm writing my PhD dissertation for the Department of Anthropology at the University of Michigan. And it's dealing with, the focus of it is primarily with the Afrobeat, mm-hmm. with Fela and the many things he talks about in his music and the music itself, the influences to the development of the music, which I explained are in these areas of the indigenous music and the jazz, high life, and so many other things, as well as the ideas that come out and the reflections on the social aspirations. So the dissertation goes in that area and also takes into account the background of high life and what Juju seems to represent for the people and what it's like to be a musician from the occupational side. And it was great being among the musicians. Anytime I had any problems, the most uplifting thing was the other musicians who have a very great appreciation from for a musician from another place to come to Nigeria. They're great. They'd do anything for you. It was a very wonderful experience from that point of view.
Well, we'll be looking forward to publication of your,
that
of your studies,
good.
The results of your research work. We thank you very, very much for visiting with us here.
Thanks so much for having me.
And now, the Afrobeat music of Fela Anikulapo Kuti.
Gentleman at all, I no be gentleman at all. I no be gentleman at all. African man, original.
I'll be
African man, original.
I'll be gentleman at all.
Them call you, make you can't chop. You chop small. You say you belly full.
You say you be gentleman.
You go hungry. You go so far. You go quench.
Me, I no be gentleman like that.
I no be gentleman at all.
I be African man, original.
I no be gentleman at all.
be African man, original.
And I be gentleman at all.
I be African man, original.
And I be gentleman at all.
You did go your way, the judge away. Somebody come bring original trouble. You know talk, you know act. You say you be gentleman. You go so far, you go tire, you go quench. Me, I no be gentleman like that.
I no be gentleman at all.
I be African man, original.
I no be gentleman at all.
I be African man, original.
I no be gentleman at all.
Africa hot, I like her, I'm so. I know what who we are, but my friends don't know. He put in socks, he put in shoe, he put in pant, he put in singlet, he put in trouser, he put in shirt, he put in tie, he put in coat. He come cover all with him heart. He be gentleman. He go sweat all over. He go faint right down. He go peaceful, body, you not gonna know. I not be gentleman like that.
I not be gentleman at all.
I be African man, original.
I not be gentleman at all.
I be African man, original.
I not be gentleman at all.
I not be gentleman at all at all.
I not be gentleman at all.
I be African man, original. Man, original.
I love the gentleman at all.
Oh, oh, da, da. Oh, da, da, da. Oh, da, 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 da.
Thank you, Leo, and thank you, Frank Fairfax, for being with us. We wish you all the best and success in your work with African music. And as Leo mentioned, we'll be looking forward to the publication of your research in book form. Coming up next on Music Time in Africa, another new name on the music scene in West Africa, Elizabeth Bebemanga from Cameroon. I'll have her music for you in just a moment.
Join us every day.
Another reminder that you're listening to Voice of America's Africa service, and joining the VOA every day means that you'll be in tune with what's going on all over the world. The best way to have the latest news from Africa and the rest of the world, news about political and economic developments from where they take place and as they take place. By keeping your radio tuned to the Voice of America every day, you'll also have the latest news about world sports, a look into the world of science and technology, and the arts with lots of good music. Our programs beamed to Africa are all listed in the current program schedule. I'll have one for you, so all you have to do is simply send in a request. My name is Rita, and that's spelled R-I-T-A, and my last name, Rochelle, is spelled R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E. My address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C. The postal code is 20547, USA. Or it may be much easier for you to simply address your letters to Music Time in Africa in care of the American Embassy or USIS Center in your country. That way it won't cost you so much for corresponding. Again, that's Rita Rochelle, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or USIS Center in your country. Leo and I will be looking forward to hearing from you. And now, Elizabeth Bebemanga with her music all the way from Cameroon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it for this edition of Music Time in Africa. I'll be back later this evening at 22 hours 30 GMT with more music by some of Africa's greatest dance bands, old and new, but all good music on Music Time in Africa on the Africa service of the Voice of America. A report of the latest world news follows immediately, so stay tuned. And for those who are regular listeners to VOA's Amharic service, our program in Amharic also follows immediately on 19.8, 25.6, and 31.2 frequencies. This is Rita Rochelle, friends, thanking you again for listening to Music Time in Africa, and my best wishes to you, your family, and friends. My love to all of you.